Support for this public radio podcast comes from Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Flying the empty skies.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. American Airlines has certainly reduced its carbon footprint this week. One out of every three American flights has been canceled. Another 900 off the boards today. And Midwest Airlines grounded a dozen planes this morning. Same kind of jet, the MD-80. To check out the wiring and comply with FAA regulations. There's another potential headache for air travel. Soon, the TSA will start screening the cargo on passenger planes. That means your overnight packages could be delayed, or at least they'll cost more. Dan Gretz reports.
Congress's estimated screening flight cargo for explosives would cost nearly $4 billion over 10 years, but the feds have no plans to pay for it. David Field is with Airline Business Magazine.
If these machines have to be bought, someone has to pay for them. And ultimately, it's going to be the person who ships the package. We will pay for them. Rates will go up.
A similar situation arose after 9/11. The government tried to require airlines and airports to pay for equipment to screen travelers. After intense lobbying, Congress agreed to foot the bill. Field says the country's 12,000 freight forwarders may not be so lucky.
Side of the industry that does not have the same high public profile, and I don't know if they'll be able to make the same kind of argument that being forced to pay this many billions of dollars is unfair.
Cargo screening is set to begin this summer in major airports. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Retailers had another tough month in March. Stores like JCPenney, The Gap, The Limited had big drop-offs in sales, but discounters like Walmart and Costco had a pretty good month. Sign of the times, I guess. Not much shaking on Wall Street so far. The Dow has dropped 5 points to 12,522. The NASDAQ has gained 4 in early trading. The S&P 500 is down 2 points. In Japan today, the Nikkei fell 1.3%. European shares are down about 1% so far. I've had the Star Wars theme in my head all morning. I think it's because the forces of the internet are aligning to do battle. As you know, Microsoft has made a bid for Yahoo. But there's word this morning Yahoo and AOL are talking of a partnership to fight off Microsoft. There's also speculation that Rupert Murdoch might join with Microsoft to make a more formidable bid. Microsoft has given Yahoo until April 26 to decide on its offer. There's another technology development to tell you about. Here's Lisa Napoli.
This is not a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is a story about how the government and major wireless companies are working on an emergency alert system to get the word out about things like weather disasters or a gunman on the loose with messages delivered to your cell phone. Wireless analyst Glenn Fleischman says a Federal Communications Commission plan to create a text message alert system just makes sense in this digital age.
If you can target people down to the granularity of this county, this state, or this cell tower, this zip code, whatever, then you can give people incredibly useful, timely information that could save lives.
Fleischman says don't expect this public service to be free.
And then we know the carriers are going to put a new line item on the bill that's called text message national alert cost, and they're going to tack 20 cents or 50 cents every month on the bill, even though it costs them nothing.
Don't worry about a new surcharge just yet. The new alert system won't be here until 2010. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
A woman in South Carolina is buying a stairway to heaven. Actually, it's a Led Zeppelin roller coaster ride. She won a charity auction on eBay. For $1,800, she and her family get first dibs on the new Zeppelin coaster at Myrtle Beach.
Thank you.
This is the Morning Report for Thursday, April 10th on Marketplace.org. You've probably noticed the cost of food has gone up lately, in some cases by a good chunk of change. In the developing world, that is a huge deal. A new World Bank report says the cost of food threatens to reverse recent gains in the fight against malnutrition. One solution is to increase loans for farmers in Africa. Elisa Roth has more.
The World Bank says it'll nearly double lending for agriculture in Africa in the next fiscal year, from $450 million to $800 million. Soren Ambrose is Africa Program Manager at Watchdog Group Bank Information Center. He says the extra money could make a difference.
If the programs are wisely designed and wisely implemented, they could contribute to restoring some of the healthy markets in Africa that we haven't had for several decades.
But what constitutes a wisely designed and wisely implemented program?
Programs that will provide credit for small farmers, people who don't have any money at the beginning of the planting season, but can produce at the end.
Still, this is a longer-term solution to prevent another situation like the one we're in. For the short term, the international community is going to have to come up with something else, like more food aid. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
China is under pressure once again. Not by other governments or by protesters. No, this time it's Walmart. Walmart says it wants its Chinese suppliers to go green. Ashley Milne-Tite has more.
Walmart accounts for 30% of all foreign buying in China. Andrew Hudson is with Environmental Defense. The group is working with Walmart on greening its supply chain. He says it's too early to tell what Walmart will ask of its Chinese suppliers, but
we think as an organization that any effective program is going to require greater transparency into the supply chain, meaning just knowing where your products come from and who's making them and what the processes are and what goes into them.
That may sound basic, but Ted Fishman, author of China Inc., says it's not when you consider what goes into making just one Walmart product.
Not only does Walmart have the 1,000 suppliers it's meeting with, but it has the suppliers to those suppliers. So if you take a common product like a cell phone, there are 200 suppliers that make the pieces for a cell phone.
Fishman says if Walmart can get suppliers to pollute less, that could help shape Chinese national environmental standards too. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Today we wrap up our series, Housing Madness, by talking to the FBI. Now, why would that be the case? Well, mortgage fraud has climbed 800% in the past 5 years. There could be 60,000 cases just this year. James Duran has our story from New York.
James LaShore is a disabled pensioner from Brooklyn, New York. He spent a lifetime paying off the mortgage on a smart limestone apartment house. But today he faces losing it all because he was ripped off by a bogus mortgage broker.
Everything I work for is tied up here. You know, my pension money, everything is in this building, you know.
And he's not alone. Sharon Ormsby is chief of the FBI's financial crime section. Ormsby says the housing market crash hasn't stopped predatory lenders. If anything, she says, the criminals are increasing their efforts so that even people in foreclosure are at risk.
Well, the Bureau has seen in the foreclosure market or foreclosure arena, there are actually three types of schemes that people should be aware of.
The most common foreclosure scam is called phantom help. A mortgage broker might promise to stave off foreclosure and save your house. What he really wants, though, is to get his hands on any remaining equity or even the deed itself.
The second scheme is called the bust-out scheme, and that is where an individual in foreclosure agrees to turn over their house to another individual in exchange for paying rent on the home.
Again, the fraudster's aim is to rob the victim, not help him. Ormsby says a similar thing happens in the third type of foreclosure fraud, a simple bait and switch. With this one, the troubled homeowner is lured in with a tempting refinance offer. But if the scam goes to plan, it's the fraudster who ends up holding the deed.
The complexity of the frauds and the growth has been both dramatic and significant.
The FBI says the numbers will continue to grow for at least another 2 years, meaning there'll be many more victims, just like James LaShore.
It gotta stop somewhere, you know, because too many people are getting hurt with these crooked people.
In New York, I'm James Doran for Marketplace.
American Airlines has canceled another 900 flights today to inspect wiring in hundreds of jets. American has scrubbed a third of its flights this week, 2,400 and counting. And American shares are down 11% in the last 24 hours. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for joining us, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.